Australia's in the midst of its weakest manufacturing conditions in 3 years, with experts warning it'll stay that way unless there's a major rethink. The slump's being blamed on the drought, rising costs, and a lack of a clear industry policy. Some factories across the country, including in regional areas, are diversifying their operations or picking up business from interstate to remain viable. Gavin Coote reports.
In the cooler hours of the morning, Robert Nichols is busy stacking bricks onto pallets. The 19-year-old is trying his hand at just about every task in this rural brickyard.
Yeah, love it. Yep. Yeah, no, it's great. It's just getting up to work in the morning, coming to work really. Gets a bit dusty at times, but yeah, it's fine.
So we've got guys on the other side of the plant as well. And
overseeing his work is Michael Brockman. He runs a family brickworks in Gunnedah, 5.5 hours northwest of Sydney. His grandfather bought the plant after migrating from Holland in the 1950s.
It's been here since 1880, manufacturing bricks for the community. And, family-owned. And now, you know, we've expanded our operations to service, you know, all of New South Wales and into Victoria and Queensland. And we're proud of what we do.
Firing a batch of bricks takes 7 days, using a coal-fired kiln.
So this oven was turned off last Friday. And you can still feel the heat coming out of it. And it holds about 55,000 bricks, so about 5 or 6 homes.
What sort of temperature does it get up to?
1150 degrees C, so, you know, just on white hot.
It's this heat that turns the clays and shales of the Liverpool Plains into bricks that will end up in houses across eastern Australia.
This type of brick here is used a lot in the match jobs in Sydney. So Sydney's a big market for us.
This would surprise a lot of people in the city because they think of somewhere as Gunnedah as being obviously where all the food is produced, but bricks.
Yeah, that's right. And regional New South Wales is a great place to do manufacturing. You know, we've got a good workforce, you know, and encourage businesses to have a look at regional towns for a way forward, you know, for their manufacturing in the future.
Australia's manufacturing sector has long been in decline. And experts blame this on a lack of clear industry policy.
The lack of a manufacturing culture in Australia, I think that's the overriding factor.
Roy Green is an emeritus professor and innovation advisor at Sydney's University of Technology. He's also previously advised federal governments on manufacturing policy.
We had our major downturn with the high dollar during the period of the mining boom. Manufacturing has recovered somewhat since then, but we're not seeing growth except in a number of subsectors where there are a number of highly specialised innovative firms able to take advantage of global markets and supply chains.
The drought, energy and transport costs, along with a slowdown in construction, are seen as some of the major pinch points for the manufacturing sector. But Roy Green insists it can bounce back if manufacturers find a competitive edge.
The question I like to ask is, in the Internet of Things, who is going to make the things? If it isn't us, it will be someone else.
The federal and some of the state governments have been trying to pull some levers to get things moving more. We've seen they're trying to fast-track some of the infrastructure projects. What other measures would you like to see to really give the manufacturing sector a bit of a shot in the arm?
Well, we need an industry policy. That's the fundamental requirement. There hasn't really been a focus on understanding where Australia's current and future competitive advantage lies in manufacturing.
Back at the regional brickworks, Michael Brockman is one manufacturer who's looking at ways of expanding his business.
You know, we're looking at markets in central Queensland. You know, Bundaberg's been really good for us and Hervey Bay. Canberra's been excellent for us. Got some good projects happening there.
And he's looking at ways of getting around rising transport costs. The new inland rail corridor, expected to be operational by the mid-2020s, will enable him to easily move freight interstate from Brisbane to Melbourne and across to Perth. And it's in the west where the brickmaker sees new market potential.
Because Australia is a big place, we could be doing it tougher on the eastern seaboard, but in the west, they could be going gangbusters.
And while many manufacturers look with uncertainty to the future, Michael Brockman says the past has given him good reason for optimism.
our forefathers lived through the First World War and depressions there. You know, our parents lived through the Second World War. This is probably our generation's turn doing it tough. And we've got to learn from it, and then hopefully we can make it a bit easier for the next generation. We have our challenges in the future, they'll have their challenges. But hopefully our decision makers can keep the platform there for manufacturing. We don't want to send all our manufacturing overseas. You know, we grow it, we mine it, we need to make it into something and value add to it, because that's what creates our wealth.
That's regional New South Wales brick manufacturer Michael Brockman and Gavin Coote reporting there.